Let's go on to this story now. A re-engineered post office with fewer workers than none at all. That's the proposal by the South African Post Office, which of course has the ignominy of not turning a profit for nearly 20 years. It last did so in 2004. The entity insists one of the challenges it faces is a bloated staff complement, and it's taken the decision to slash jobs. It comes as a process was already underway to negotiate salary cuts instead of shedding jobs. The unions are seeing red, and they vowed to oppose the move. The Group Chief Executive Officer at the South African Post Office is Nomkhita Mona. And Nomkhita joins us now. And thank you very much for your time, CEO. Good morning to you. Just how bad is the shape of the post office at the moment?
Good morning, Bongani, and thank you for having us. We are in terrible shape as the post office, and we do have to take some drastic actions, which I might add, these should have been taken 10, maybe even 15 years ago, but the time has now arrived. We don't have any choice.
Is the post office still viable, or are you merely now shifting deck chairs on what is clearly a sinking ship?
The ship is listing. Okay, so not sinking as such, but that's the first thing. Secondly, the relevance of the post office cannot be overemphasized. So it is important that the country continues to have a post office, much like every other country in the world, by the way, because if post offices were not relevant, other countries would not actually be having post offices. But the difference is having a post office that actually works.
Well, the idea isn't about whether or not it is relevant. It's whether or not we can run ours. I mean, your liabilities exceed your assets by 4 billion rand. You're 8.5 billion rand in debt. You've been asking for 3.4 as a government bailout. All of those are indications, clearly, you cannot run this. I mean, not you personally, but essentially that this post office, you know, is no longer an entity that is succeeding.
Yeah, I am here now, so I'll have to take the responsibility, which is what I'm doing currently. What you've just painted is a picture that has not happened overnight. In fact, in my experience, no organization, no company collapses overnight. It comes a long way. So, but the person who's now, you know, carrying the baton has to just make sure that it happens. So, which is what we are doing with the team that I'm working with. We can see what needs to be done. It is going to be a long haul. It is going to be difficult. It's going to require money and funding, but there are prospects. We are not at a point where we say, even if you fix this, then what? There are bright prospects for the post office, and we can see how we can get to them.
I'm going to repeat those numbers, and I fully appreciate, just so that you and I are clear and our listeners are clear, this is a problem you have inherited, so I'm not putting this at your door personally. But let me repeat those numbers, just in case they got lost, right? The post office is 8.5 billion rand in debt. The assets are exceeded by liabilities by over 4 billion rand. You've asked government for 3.4 billion rand in another bailout. This was last year at least. I mean, this is not small change. This is not monopoly money. How much more should we keep throwing at it before we realize that actually it's not working?
Well, firstly, we had asked government. I've been at the post office now for 20 months. And since we arrived, in fact, we were promised that, no, I'm sure government will assist you. Nothing has come forth up to now. So the numbers that you're talking about are historical. We have really tried to keep the post office standing rather miraculously, in fact, for the last 24 months. Yes, the numbers look very bad. And yes, this is debt that we do have to pay at some point. It's not going to simply vanish. But we are saying if we can get the support that we require, firstly, to implement the strategy, we have a new strategy called the Post Office of Tomorrow. It is that strategy and those initiatives that when we implement them, they will take us out of this whole big, the big hole that we're in.
My line of question is prompted by the fact that, I mean, some of what's been blamed as how we get here is the fact that we've mentioned things like the mass adoption of smartphones, the 2008 financial crisis, even a protracted strike in 2014. These are historical, as you say, but My line of questioning is prompted by the fact that we have been watching this disaster unfold for a very long time. And of course, there have been strategies proposed to deal with it, and yet very little has changed.
In fact, I will confirm that even all those strategies that have come before the one that we have, they were good. The difference in a strategy is one thing having it on the table, but it's quite another to implement it. So if the strategies are not implemented, no implementable, then it becomes a problem. So I do get that point. In fact, you can't depart so much because the postal sector is a postal sector, and the things you can do, even as you move with the times, they would be similar or moving towards the same direction. So yes, you are right. I think the key is what you've just said. People have watched it. You know, we should have pivoted at specific points in this journey where we should have taken the decision. For instance, the decision to retrench was left at the table by the administrator who was appointed in 2012. When he left, he said, here is a blueprint. He called it the strategic turnaround plan. And he then said, therefore, this entity to have a chance to even turn around, you need to lose 5,725 jobs. This is in 2012. Already. So we're not even introducing a new phenomenon here. It was known, people watched, they waved, and until the frog boiled, so to speak.
So salaries make up what? 61% of your total expenditure. How many jobs can you confirm you are cutting?
Salaries currently make up 68% of our expenditure. Completely unsustainable. So yes. And in the 2021 strategy, when we finalized it, we had 15,600 employees at the post office. And during that process of the strategy formulation, we then calculated that we would need to lose 6,000 jobs. Since then, because we haven't quite implemented the strategy because it does need funding, and we then thought, what can we do in the meantime? We spoke to our employees and we said, those who would voluntarily wish to leave, we will make it worth your while because we'll pay you as if you were retrenched. We will give you 1 week's pay for every year that you've worked. So we've managed to have 1,724 people take up that voluntary severance package, and some other people who have left through natural attrition, retirement, resignations. So currently, we're sitting with 12,513 employees.
How many will you be cutting?
If you'd go back to strategy at 6,000 that time, it would then mean that we would need to look at 3,000. But then we would have to revise things as we go along because we've lost 2 years since we drafted that strategy as well.
So as things stand now, how many will you be cutting? I'm asking for the third time.
All right. So the direct answer would be, if we were going to look at 6,000, now we're sitting at 3,000. So that would be the number we should look at.
The unions are seeing red. They're saying, hang on, we were in a process of negotiating salary cuts, not job cuts. That's understandable.
Well, we still are, by the way. So, you know, we have been having engagements with our unions. There's three unions at SAPO. So we've been having engagements with them, you know, for the better part of the last 2 years. And we were saying to them, let's look at alternatives. We do need to cut costs at every turn. So then we put to them that perhaps we should say, because we have so many employees working for us, let us cut, the work week into 3-day work week. So people would work for 3 days, they would get paid 60% of their salary. The other 2 days, they can do whatever they wish to do, whether they want to do business or get work elsewhere. We know this economy is not creating jobs. But then as we were engaging with them, and they also know that we have, kind of introduced the notion of a 189. But then we consulted with the CCMA. We went to the CCMA. We said, this is what we're planning. We need your advice. And the CCMA said, the legal way to do it is a section 189. Let that be the umbrella under which you then put in your 3-day work week, etc. Because then people have a choice. They say, I'd rather take retrenchment or I'd rather take a 3-day. So it's all coming together. We're still looking at all sorts of other options.
Very clearly determined, Nomkhita Mona, the Group Chief Executive Officer at the South African Post Office. I thank you for your time this morning. But one of the things, of course, people will think of is even the SASSA grants issue. It was efficiently and profitably done when it was in private hands. How much does that tell you about what's happening now?